Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio. Today's episode is sponsored by Open Universities Australia. If you're looking to upskill in your current industry or looking for a career change, Open Universities Australia is offering postgrad single units from some of Australia's leading universities.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Today's business is rides.
Recreational sports on a train.
All right.
I like it. Sign me up.
What's the, why?
To pass the time.
What else are you doing on the train?
Because everyone's on their phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes.
Every single person in a carriage is on their phone.
That's true.
But if there was a game going on or you could play a game, you'd watch the game or you'd play the game.
Yes, yes.
So is what are the recreational sports? Because there's not much
mini-golf?
Room in a train.
Not mini-golf, but you know how some people in their office will have like a putter and a little green thing?
So
you got built-in little holes in the...
That you can clip the
either end of the train. Get clubs and you can have a little putt.
And does it work bowling where the ball comes back up the other end of the carriage?
No.
Oh.
Okay. What's to stop people just stealing the clubs?
They got chains.
Oh, okay. So kind of like a pen at the back.
Yeah.
They're chained to the inside of the
train.
That
might be dangerous at midnight.
Yeah, when the thug gets on the train.
Well, not really, because you can just get out of reach and he's not going to
get out. Oh, that's true.
But you can always just have the sports for daytime and then lock away all the equipment.
That's true. At around maybe 6 p.m., they're like, okay, we're going to remove the...
Yeah. Mm.
I like the idea of a game where it's on your phone still,
no.
But you go carriage to Hurstbridge line whatever time, and you all play each other in the carriage.
Oh, yeah.
So wow. Everyone in that carriage can be on their phone. Well,
they do that.
Oh, really?
Remember when we went to the...
You can talk to people. I know that.
But when we went to Scotland way back in the day, I remember on the screens in the back of our chairs, you could play, like, chess. You could play...
with somebody else.
You put out a request, and then somebody else on the plane had to be like, oh, yeah, I'll play with you.
Oh,
and they'd
wow.
see, like, oh, there's a request from seat 24B or whatever. They're like, let's play a game of checkers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit on writer's side. I like people getting up out of their seats, putting their phone away. It's a bit communal. They're going to play a game. They might meet some people that they've never met. Like, that's a really nice thing.
Mm. What's the incentive to, so, like, say I'm there on my phone. And I'm enjoying my chat with my friend, or I'm browsing Instagram, and then I see people have got up and started playing mini. What's my incentive to start? You know what I mean? Like, once it's happening, maybe I want to join in, but otherwise I'm just sitting there like, oh, yeah, there's clubs there, I guess.
Someone's going to start.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll become a bit of a social pariah if you're still on your phone. Everyone will sneer at you. Go,
everybody's like, I'm not playing mini golf on the train, whatever.
But I was thinking bowling as well.
Bowling's good.
Up the carriage.
Mm.
Darts.
That's a bit dangerous. Yeah, not darts. On the train if you go around the corner.
No, I'm
going to
stick with darts.
You're going to deal with a lot of
They
people.
Could be the Velcro of darts.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
They don't have to be.
I love the right. idea those, of it because, those... you know, when you get on a train, there's like a granny with their grandchild and, you know, a couple of school kids and the person going to work. That's a cute combination of people.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
To play a game together.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the people that would start playing would be kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, like when you're a kid on a train, that's exciting enough. Like, it's great. But then to also be like, not only am I just having the joy of being on a train, I can also play mini golf or bowling or darts. Are they all like pub games like that?
Just any little game you can fit in a
So we're not
carriage.
Talking like soccer.
No. Because it's
rugby or something gridiron.
You'd have like a little basketball hoop up one end, just up on the thing.
Boxing?
You could do the beep test.
No, we're not doing the beep test.
You've got to wait while each person does the beep test, runs up and down the train. Beep, beep, beep.
My only real problem with it so far is that I feel like it'll just crowd the train. Like, imagine people are playing golf and then you're at your stop and you have to get up and be like, sorry.
Well, then people...
It would make me anxious, things flying around the carriage.
Some carriages that are dedicated game carriages.
Yes.
And you only let, like 20 people in that carriage. Because for some games, you need a bit of room. You know, you can't have, you know, because you get to the next station and 30 people get on. Well, the game can't.
Well, then that happens.
That happens. The game's got to stop.
Sometimes carriages are too crowded for games.
Well, like, because, you know, on the V line, which is the train that you use here in Melbourne to get out to like country Victoria, there's like quiet carriages now.
Oh. Is there?
Carriages that are designed to just be, everybody's just doesn't say anything.
Oh, they have probably long ones too, so people can sleep.
Yeah. So there you go. So like, you could almost expand this to just specific kind of carriages.
Mm.
Oh, you want a quiet carriage? This carriage will be quiet. You want a child carriage for your kids? You can have this one. This is the game carriage.
Yeah,
you
know? Too broad. I like just the game carriage.
You just like the game carriage?
I would hate that. If I was on the train and there was a game going on, like, I'd be anxious I was going to get hit. It would be noisy.
But the thing is, you're supposed to participate in the game.
Oh, so I thought you were saying every...
No.
Every
Why
carriage.
Wouldn't you join in the game?
Yeah, join in.
No.
Oh, wow. You're part of the problem.
You're one of the ones that we all us game people look at and go,
I also, like, I might not have time to get involved in the game, but I guess if that happens,
But you might just have one shot.
Yeah.
And hit the bullseye and go, I'm out.
Leave while you're on the top. Okay, here's my station and I'm gone.
I'm gone. See you
if
later.
I'm on the train, I love that just me time.
Not having to get involved with anybody.
But that's why you have a dedicated, like if you're a games person, game carriage.
Can I have a carriage where someone's reading me a story?
No.
Over the loudspeaker.
Why not?
Because it's not my business.
But can't you expand on your business?
He never does.
Fun trains?
He never expands.
He never expands. He stays in one spot.
Like, I do expand all the time, actually. But, like, this one, I just am like, nah, just for a recreational.
Okay.
Something to pass the time
read
on the train.
Someone reading to you is recreational.
No, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's sport, Mom.
It's not the same, everybody.
He brought us just pitching sport carriage.
Oh, look at the snarl on his face.
Look.
Now he's got a beautiful smile.
Could you fish? Right, you like fishing? So they bring in a little kiddie pool of trout. Keep going fish.
There's actually something quite nice about the idea of sitting in your thing and just having the fishing rod like next to your chair and just being like, yeah, look, I'm here on my phone, but if I feel a tug, Now I'm imagining a great train that has a hole in the middle and along the inside of the track is a river.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
you can fish through the middle of the train. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, where are you standing? That's where the fish, a train that trawls. That's great. So is the sports so far are darts, bowling, golf. Fishing.
Little golf.
Volleyball.
There's like a basketball hoop. You can, you know, those little like hand-sized basketballs. Yeah. You can,
oh, that's a problem I thought of.
So, but imagine, like, it's pretty... Cramped. The aisle's pretty squishy.
Well, that's not really. Added challenge.
No.
Well, and I assume
because the last time you were on a train,
gotcha. About 4 weeks ago.
What about if you win the game? What do you get?
No, there's no reward. There's no just like, something to pass the time.
Your ticket's free.
Do you know what? I like it if it's random. If it's just a group of people who, it's not always there. But you might just happen to be on the train you go, oh, I got in one of those carriages that was...
The games carriage.
Yeah. And you never know where they're going to be. Yes. So it's exciting if you end up...
A bit of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the only time you have time to do that, though, is when you're going like on a train from one end of a line to the other.
Yes, yes. You know well, that
usually people are.
Yeah, and that, you know, a lot of people commute on the train for a long time.
I'm imagining a lot of business people being like... Yeah. This is what I'm going to do. You know, how fun. Oh, why were you late? Oh, I had to finish the game.
Why were you late and stinky?
What if, like, you're almost getting a strike and your stop comes?
You're, like, you're just like, I'll just Uber from my stop to my the next stop to my job. That's fine. You know, you said, like, you chain up the clubs.
Yeah.
You can't chain up the golf balls.
Well, I assumed... Maybe like you just use ping pong balls because they're like fucking...
Yeah, they're cheap.
$2 for 300 or something. So.
Yeah.
It could be like, you know, when you do a science experiment and you hand it out like matches or whatever to like the Bunsen burner. The teacher at the end is always saying, I need 20 packets of matches back and I've only got 15.
So
there could be somebody who's like, where's all the golf
balls? But that's going to cost more than restocking the golf balls.
Yeah, that's true. Having a person there to be like, all right, give them back in my hand.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. I like it.
Especially if you make all the balls golf balls. And then it's cheap as shit.
You could do it in other places too. Like
ping pong,
Can you do it on the bus as well?
I feel like the bus is hard because buses have sort of levels.
Yeah.
Plus a bus I feel like is making more turn. Like a train feels quite stable when it turns. Yeah. A bus kind
of. And bus stops are like every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could play Chinese whispers on the bus.
I guess.
I'm thinking chess as well.
Chess
you
on
know
the
on V-lines, how they sometimes have the two facing?
Oh, that's a great
idea.
A
little tray that comes out. You can play chess or checkers. Or
I feel like V-lines
snakes
are...
Snakes and ladders.
Everyone's favourite board classic. Do you know why board games are the size they are?
That's interesting.
Like, it's... So, the first... Okay, so there's this guy in, like, before the Civil War, right?
Yeah.
And he used to make portraits of Lincoln. And he made them, but it was Lincoln before the beard. And he sold them because people back in those days, that was great for them just to have a portrait
of the
president.
They
loved it. And then Lincoln gets this letter from this little girl that's like, more ladies would vote for you if you had a sexy beard, Lincoln.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'll grow a beard then. But that made the guy's beardless Lincoln portraits worthless.
Right.
People were like, the president's got a beard now. I don't want your Lincoln portraits.
Mm.
And he's like, well, fuck. What do I do with all of this, like all the materials to make these posters?
Right.
You know, he had like a big printing thing. So he's like, well, it's boring. Nobody's got any kind of like recreation. What do we do? It's just before the Civil War. Everyone's just hanging out. Why not make like a quick game that you can all, like a board game, basically.
Mm.
And he creates like a very early version of basically Snakes and Ladders. It's just like, here's some grids. And then he makes that. Civil War happens. People stop playing board games. They're like, this is crap. But he's like, well, what if I make tiny versions that soldiers can play while they're bored, like during the war? And people do, and it's like a big hit. Then he comes back and he keeps making them. And all of our board games, like the classic board game size, is that size because that's the size of his Lincoln posters.
Isn't
that crazy?
Sounds like rubbish.
So it's true.
It does sound like
it's
rubbish.
Absolutely
I know
true.
You believe a lot of things you read.
That's true. Look it up. You can fact check me. I'm not afraid. The reason the board games are the size they are is because Lincoln will fact check. Somebody
will come back on another episode.
Did you find that on Reddit?
No, no. I watched it on a history show. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I think chess is a great idea, even like any board games. Mm. But again, board games with
Jumanji
like...
on the train.
Oh.
I was just about to say, like, board games are appropriately named for me because I'm always bored by them until you said Jumanji.
Oh, you should play Ticket to Ride.
Oh, it's great. Oh, yeah, Ticket to Ride's amazing. Yeah. We've got Ticket to Ride out there.
What about Life? That was a game for a while.
A Game of Life?
Yes. It's
a classic one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Game of Life.
But usually I get really sick of them.
Yeah.
Ticket to Ride, you're like constantly thinking and having to...
What about this? If you commuted with a group...
Yeah, okay.
And you start on a Monopoly game. This could go on for months.
So many pieces to Monopoly.
I hate Monopoly.
Oh, me too. I'm not a big fan.
I've never finished a game.
Yeah, but they take a long time. Yeah. But that's why over 6 months you could play, a hell of a Monopoly game.
Do you remember that Seinfeld episode where Newman and Kramer are playing Risk and they have to move the board around with them and all the pieces are going everywhere? That's what I imagine trying to play Monopoly on the trains. Like, you're like,
the hotels are flying off the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll roll the dice. Oh, who knows? They've gone down the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, lost my piece. I don't know if I'm the dog or anything anymore.
Yes, anyway.
I like that all these sports are quite, like, they're appropriate for, like, a train commute.
Yes, right. Yeah.
We're not going extreme.
They're compact. They're not...
What about just a simple game of catch? On the train.
Like Nerf balls.
Yeah. You know, up one end, you're like, hey, does anybody want to play cash?
Blind man's bluff. What about
a Nerf ball?
Remember, a Nerf ball is squishy foam balls. They're balls made out of foam.
Yeah. But you could just bring them on the train.
And you probably used to get it for Christmas every year.
Mm.
And it's kind of like a little tube that you hold up. It's kind of like a bat, and you throw the ball and you got to kind of catch it. It's kind of
like that'd be great on the train.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy. Like the scoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Scooping ball?
Yeah.
There's like a sport you play with them.
Yeah,
that'd be great. But the problem there is that you have to, if you're solo on the train, how do you broach that to someone?
How
do you start the game that's going to be played?
Yeah. I would be awkward sitting on the train to be like, does anyone want to play darts? Like... I feel like that's a kind of, especially if nobody responds.
So it'd have to be the metro or the train company, whoever it is, would have to say, today the game is such and such.
They got the announcement lady who's like, you know, next stop is Ivanhoe. If anybody would like to play darts.
And everyone would be saying, what was it? What's the game? Did you
understand what she said?
Because
you can never understand those people.
You always understand our ones.
Yeah, no, I think the lady's quite
good. Anyway.
The next, she's so like, and I like the way she pronounces some places where she puts the enunciation in the wrong place.
Like what?
She's like, the next station is Ivanhoe.
Wesker.
Yeah. You're like, why are you pronouncing it that way? That's so strange. Yeah. But yeah, you could just have that lady be like, play darts if you want. You want to play golf? Go ahead. There's golf to be played.
Carriage 3 is darts. Carriage 4 is golf.
Mm.
I don't like it if on every train it's an occurrence. Like, I like it if it's random.
No. Yes.
And you go, when you get home, you go, I was on, today it was a dance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's really good. Is dance getting through the gauntlet?
Oh, I think it's a bit much.
It would be fun.
I wouldn't.
Dancing in a carriage, you're going to fall over and stuff.
Well, what about darts? That's funny. Come home with one in your eye.
I just think if it was like, now arriving in Ivanhoe, this carriage is playing darts. I'm like, oh, okay. If it's like, now arriving in Ivanhoe, this carriage is dancing. I'm like, I'm just not going to get up.
To have game trains that randomly just showed up so they could say next train is a game train.
Yeah, that would be good.
What it is.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because then I could say,
Game train. Would you have like silly games like
Twister?
What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah.
Like what about childhood
that? Games. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, Duck, Duck, Goose.
Duck, Duck, Goose. There's no place to sit in a circle on a train. What's that game where you're like, anybody, something crocodile, can I cross your river? Only people with yellow shirts can cross the level.
Yeah.
Only people with brown briefcases.
Only people who work for Johnson & Johnson Pty Ltd. can cross the level.
Yes.
Yes, excellent. Childhood games is quite good because it doesn't require a lot of bits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everyone secretly is excited to play them again.
Absolutely.
Of course they will be.
I like that a lot of it's just good businesses kind of boil down to like, gosh, we wish we could be kids again. Oh, I miss it. I like the, what's the time, Mr. Wolf, if it's the like announcement lady up one end being like, just I'm turned around and everybody freezes. I see.
But she's not actually there.
No, I know. I know. I was imagining like a like some kind of computer or something, but just because she's up one end, you know what I mean? It's the right place for it.
Can you complain if someone's cheating in the, you know, when you get a game bully?
Yeah.
Like the big kid at the kids' party who stomps game bully. On all
classic
the other
game bully move is make up his own rules. Yeah. Get out of here, game bully.
So what
or
do you
the,
do?
But or how, the other rules don't apply to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how yeah. do you, what's the complaints process if you get off at your station and you, now you're really grumpy? That was a shit game. I hate it.
If somebody comes up to me, if I'm the person who you come and complain to and they go, I would just go, get over it. It's a freaking game.
You little sook.
Get I'd in another
be
carriage.
It would be such a game bully.
Why would you
like if it was me and the boys on the train going out for a night and some little silly kid wanted to play the game, we'd like, get fucked, we're playing.
Go well, you sit wouldn't with let them Nana. In. Yeah. Sit them back down.
Yeah.
Well, that's you just outlining the problem of your whole business, right? People like you.
Well, who cares? We're still
don't
having
be like
fun.
That.
Let the what? Kid play darts.
Not if we're playing.
Why can't he join in?
I don't know. He'd ruin it.
What would he do?
Who are you?
Well, that's another
Rod
thing.
Rod is actually much nicer than he comes across everybody. Just want you to know.
Okay, guys, sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to be here to ensure things go smoothly. Okay, Jack?
Fine.
Good. So I just want to say, everyone, with this whole campaign, you've been great, except, of course, Jackson. So, Jack, please, just one more time and just do it right.
Fine. I'd like to tell you guys about our sponsor, Open Universities Australia and their postgrad single units. The fine folk over at Open Universities Australia have provided a way for the busy professional to continue their education without sacrificing their time by enrolling in a postgrad single unit online. So, say you're not 100% happy with your current career, but you'd love to broaden your horizons and explore your options. But you can't because your present job takes up so much of your time. Well, you can use Open Universities Australia to dip your toe and see what's out there before making such a huge commitment. Open Universities Australia links you to some of Australia's leading universities like UniSA, RMIT, Curtin Uni, Griffith, and Swinburne as well. Fit the degree you want to your lifestyle. How's that?
That was fine. Thank you. Thank you.
See, that wasn't so hard.
Oh, also we have WordPress sponsoring us today.
Oh, I know WordPress. WordPress.com is what we use to build one of our websites.
Well, exactly. We're a business, and your business needs an online home. It needs a WordPress.com website.
You can choose from hundreds of beautiful designs, and they guide you through it. Even a buffoon like me can use it.
Although, if you do need assistance, expert support is there to help you focus on what matters. So get started today. Create your WordPress.com site with 15% off any new plan purchases.
Go to WordPress.com/IJGB to create your website and find the plan that's right for you. That's WordPress.com/IJGB for 15% off your brand new website. WordPress.com/IJGB. Now, what was I saying? I did, like, so if you're playing golf in the whole carriage, that's a lot of people. Your rider's kind of got a good point in that you're like,
yeah, because everyone else, they're going to do their little part, try and get it in the thing.
Yeah.
Then comes along Game Bully, smashes the ball out through the window.
Exactly. What do you do when you get on a train and you're like, oh, sweet, I can't wait to play darts, but a bunch of youths are playing darts. And
you don't look them in the eye and you sit down.
Yes, they can play. And then they leave with like the darts and you're like, they stole them, but I'm not going to say anything.
Golf's really bad because, you know, everyone has to have a turn.
Mm.
And like imagine you're like, oh, it's only my station, I haven't had my turn yet. Oh. You would want to bully a bit.
Yeah.
Push in, like my station's coming up. Let
imagine
me
like
next.
You're in the office and you're acting like all grumpy and cranky with everyone. Everyone's like, what's wrong? And you're like, I just didn't get my turn. I just didn't get my turn.
Yeah.
They were playing golf in the train and my station arrived. Because it would ruin your day.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I can't wait for my car. Oh, my God, my station's coming here. You'd get off and you'd be like, well, thanks for taking so long.
Especially if, like, you're a really good golfer. Like, you do it on the weekend, so you know you'll get it straight away.
And you're watching some, like, I don't know, some businessman with his, like, shirt sleeves rolled up being like, oh, putt it there. Oh, aim again, putt there. And you're like, just got it.
And there's a person who goes, putt. Oh, no, hang on. And they have six goes in a row until they get it.
I'm that guy.
How are you going to enforce the rules?
You know, don't. That's the I don't think it matters. I think
there could be chaos.
So you're playing blind man's bluff and the blind man gets put out of the station that he doesn't.
That's great. Take off the blind man's bluff. You're like, or like Marco Polo. Marco. And then somebody gets off at their stop. Polo. And they just follow them.
falls off the platform.
No, no.
Where's he going to end up?
So you could be this guy with a blindfold under the station. He goes, I don't think I'm on the train anymore. Takes
very
off
steady.
The blindfold. He's where in that station at the end of the thing, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's
Stony Point.
Stony Point.
Yeah, it is.
Stony Point again.
I gotta stop getting sucked into these blind man bluff games. They always get me. Every
time this month at Stony Point.
That's not the thing, I'm the problem. Every time I'm like, I could dive on in again to some Marco Polo. Why not? Oh, crap.
Stony bloody Point.
Terrence, you idiot. Yeah, it's fraught with dangers, but if your stance as a business is that you're just like, whatever.
It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah,
whatever. Like,
no one's gonna it's not really a business. It's like a service that
but it's to make a nicer experience for commuters.
So how are you getting any money?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
It's just good business.
It's a good time.
It's to make the experience better.
Yeah.
Which therefore... Like somehow so you makes people
you think you'll
train.
You'll increase train people catching the train, more people catching.
So you think that if I'm like I Uber to work, I guess, every morning, and then I'm like, but if I took the train, there's a chance I could play an awkward game of darts. Well, fuck off that Uber driver because I know what I'm doing to get to work. Yeah, that's a problem. I don't think it'd entice people. I think it's a kind of neat thing. It wouldn't make me, if I wasn't taking the train.
Yes.
It wouldn't make me want to take the train.
No,
it would make me think of, what if I get one of those games characters? Mm.
But what if...
don't frown.
But what if, like, you don't often take the train, but you need to take the train, you're going to be like, oh, it's not too bad now because they have these cool games.
Yes. I think a lot of people would go for it. A lot of people are craving more social interaction.
Yeah.
And I think it would
be always like, you know, like if you're on a train and something happens.
Yeah.
And everyone like thinks they're in on something. Like if there's a weirdo or
a kind of vent, like a punch on happens. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh. Yeah.
And everyone's like, we're sort of like, we're like a little community now.
Yeah.
We're all basically best friends.
The train does a weird thing to your primal ape brain when that happens. I think for a second you're like, we're a new tribe. I don't even. I'm
it's
like,
true. What are we going to do? Things are going to go
on. Yeah, you're like, for a moment, like, any boundaries between human beings just disappear. Yeah. And you're like, together we are strong. It's absolutely what happens. I've been on trains where I remember seeing, like, some kids were like trying to fight the train conductors.
Yeah.
And then this old man of like 70 got up and went and beat the shit out of the kids.
Really?
And then he came and sat back down and went to his newspaper. And like, if we were cave people, we'd just be like, chief, I guess you rule us now. You saved us from the threat.
Yeah. The elder of the carriage.
Exactly. You are now our shaman. Good. I like it, but I just don't really see how it makes you money.
Yes, that's what I'm
interested in. I think it's a long run type of thing.
Yes.
It's to make the whole thing better for everyone.
Yes.
I only like it if it's random.
It is random.
It is random.
There's like, you know, like how many lines have we got? We've got like
12 or something?
12 lines. Let's say there was like one on each line.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So you don't know if you get on.
Yeah. The chance of you getting on isn't that high, but if you do, I think,
and you know when you get on, does the carriage just look normal? And then as the train pulls out of the station, does it go bing, bing, bing? And all the things open up with all the equipment there.
Imagine this like weird party train chugging down.
That's what I keep imagining. Like you go inside and like balloons fall from the ceiling. The walls change to be multicolored. A clown is there. Welcome.
Especially like the nightclub train.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You think you're going to work and you go from like Eltham to McLeod. You get off on McLeod, your hair's all messy.
That's kind of like the equivalent of like, you know, a party bus where like somebody's having their 21st. The idea of like a businessman not paying attention and that pulls into the bus stop and you just walk on. Look up from your phone and you're like, oh, whoops.
Wrong bus.
Yeah. Everyone's dancing around. I think where you make your money rides is by just selling it to Metro.
Yes.
Because Metro is the kind of thing where they'd be like, that's like a, I don't know. They probably have some fancy business name for it, like a wellness initiative or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
To just not, they're like, we're not making direct money from it, but we're making the experience better so we get less complaints. What you've got to hope for is not that you get more people, but that you get less people dropping off. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You're not looking to add more people, but just make less people decide not to go and try it. Which I think it would kind of work for.
I think you could have it maybe on the Hurstbridge line, but not the Frankston line.
Why?
You know why.
Why you found shade?
Just
Frankston's
saying.
Frankston's nice now, in parts.
Yeah,
in parts it's not.
You know, some people think that eastern suburbs are like the dodgy parts, you know.
We're the northern suburbs.
We're the north
that
eastern
is the suburbs. Eastern suburbs.
Northeast.
Yeah.
Frankston's the eastern suburbs.
No, it's a southern suburb.
Yeah.
Is it?
Get your shit right.
Southeast.
Yeah. You get yours right.
We're northeast.
Yeah. We're northeast. Yeah. We're in a scummy. Everywhere is considered scummy by everyone else.
Who thinks that right?
Western suburbs, northern suburbs all think the eastern suburbs are dodgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just like how a city operates. Like you wouldn't go
Everybody hates everybody else.
Don't go downtown. Just don't go uptown.
Stay basically, right here.
Stay out of the city is the takeaway.
Don't go to the country.
Well, it's true. What's familiar is.
Yes, that's right.
You probably would lose money on people stealing stuff, but that's just going to happen.
But it's like a $2 golf club, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Are they plastic from the $2
shop? Yeah, they're not like high quality, you know.
Putters or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd want them to be cheap.
You would see them, like you would get off a normal train and walk like 20 metres and go, someone stole the club and then
you know how you see like a shopping trolley in like the river?
You could you hold like classes? Say, could you get a professional golfer? No.
That's too much. All three of you sometimes look into my businesses too much.
Right. They're very simple.
You try to make them huge, big things when they're actually not.
Well, I guess often we just think they're not enough as they are, is what happens. But, well, I mean, look, I'm not agreeing that Dad's idea was brilliant.
I thought you could get, you know,
someone to
teach you something and you could all get on with your violins or your trumpets and learn from the trumpet master.
Thank you. I don't want to get on and be like, oh, I'm just casually stepping on this train and some German man is like, step in line, here is your violin.
Or
3, 2, 1, go!
Worse, your recorder.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
Tell you what would be nice, though.
Mm.
Buskers on the train. You remember in New York?
Yeah.
I wish we had
I don't like New York. I've had it once in Melbourne and I hated it.
What was it like?
It was two hippies with no shoes on wandering around. The guy had like a guitar with two strings and he was like, bram, bram, and wasn't good.
Yeah,
and then his girlfriend or the girl with him was like, hey, can you give me some money from my boyfriend? And I was like, no. Because the buskers in New York, they did like...
Yeah, they amazing. Put it out.
They freestyled about people in the carriages.
Yeah, freestyle rap. He talked about mom. Yeah. There was people who played like beautiful music.
Did he talk about me?
Yeah. And his rap.
You
and
I think
you're wearing like a red top or something and he mentioned you already.
Yeah. And like then they're like, hey, God bless. If you've got any money, I'd really appreciate it.
Did we give him any?
I think we did.
Good.
I don't really remember. But these ones, they would like go to each individual person on the train.
But
and
it was
like,
a real performance. They're the worst. Wasn't it? It was amazing.
People that expect it after and go up to you being like, that, what about that? Hey, money.
And like, if
fuck
it's
off,
good,
cunt.
Sure. But it just wasn't good. Yeah. And also, it's not a thing that happens on our train. So I was you're interrupting my commute.
But what about live music on a train?
That's
what
all
about
right.
one, like, you know how there's sometimes the trains where you can, what?
Sorry. I just had this image in my head of like the carriages opening and Led Zeppelin's, is it the Immigrant Song?
Ah! Ah! come from the land, I will get on the next one.
Yeah. No, I'd get on that one.
Live music, what were you saying?
You know how sometimes the trains have the glass doors that you can walk through?
Yeah.
Then they have the non-glass one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like just the...
the regular whatever.
Yeah, it just, there's no opening. Even that little bit was like a little, you know, guy with a guitar.
It's like like a little area. Nook. A little nook, and the guy's up there playing the guitar.
But you got to slide past him if you want to. I don't care about your guitar. I'm just meeting a friend in the other
No, you can't. That's what I just said. Fucking listen.
What do you mean? You
said, one end, sometimes the trains have the door, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
The bits that don't, that's where the guy is.
I thought you
is.
Said sometimes they have a glass door, sometimes they don't.
Don't be
yeah,
mean
and
to
they
your
don't
brother.
Have a glass door. That's not a door. That's to like maintenance
Well,
shit.
Sometimes they just have a door that's not made of glass and it's just like a metal door.
You can't go through that.
Some you can, yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, I get your point now.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, the guy's in the nook playing the guitar.
Yeah, he's just strumming away.
Right.
And he's good because Metro hired him.
Right, okay.
Sometimes it's just like a busker again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's good and you don't give him money.
Okay.
Oh, okay, he just plays.
It's just like, you know, let's say... I don't know, maybe like an hour-long journey.
And could he be interchangeable with someone that could tell you, is telling everyone interesting facts?
No.
I feel like music's better.
All your things are just like, woo, they're too much. You can't have that.
What's wrong with woo?
Well, you need like relaxing shit or like
okay, all right.
Fun stuff. You don't have like weird educational stuff.
Right.
I feel like, you kind of want music because music is an easy thing to tune out.
You know how shit it is when you forget headphones on the train?
Yeah, yeah. Being able to listen to somebody play guitar would be nice, but listening to somebody just talk.
Yeah.
Well, it's the difference between somebody playing guitar and clearly nobody's listening and doing their own thing and some guy just rambling and everyone's just like not, you know what I mean? Unless you're there specifically to hear him, you're just going to be like...
And it's always just, it's not like, you know, rock or something.
What was that movie where that guy was just sprouting history? Then in 1942, there was the things that came over the hill, and then there came the winter.
Yeah,
oh, the old guy.
Yeah, the old guy. He was in the hospital somewhere.
Rain Man. That's Rain Man when he's in the shrink's office.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Rain Man. Just telling history. Yeah,
that guy. I want that guy on the train.
I think you can go and sit next
you are
to
part
him.
Of the 1% of people who does. I think most people would be very happy with a guy playing guitar, but honestly, I wouldn't even really want that.
I'm still reminiscing about New York. How good was it when you would be walking down the street and people would have their earphones in, but they were singing at the top of their voice?
Yeah, it was nice.
I like that. We never do that here.
But would it work in Australia? You'd be annoyed, wouldn't you, by the Australians?
I wouldn't. Yeah. It was great.
Sing under your breath.
Walking down the street's fine, but if you're on the train singing, fuck
off.
Wankers that play music out of their phone.
I don't understand that. I was on the bus with Adam the other day, and somebody was up the back of the bus, and they had their phone playing music really loud. And you're just like, what's that mentality?
Yeah.
It's a show of power.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's absolutely like a weird power play. You don't end up being like, fuck, that guy's tough. He doesn't give a shit. You're like, what a piece of garbage. Yeah.
But how cute that he thinks how tough he is because he's playing.
He's like, look out. I'll play the
big,
sound,
tough old
the
thing.
Tinny, unpleasant music from my phone very loud and make everyone just mad at me.
Cool. But do you think they just forgot their... earphones?
No, they're doing it.
It's too obvious.
People do it all the time.
Do they really?
And like really crowded carriages as well. Or someone will have like headphones and their music will be really loud. And you can hear it. Like they'd be going deaf right now, but you can hear it.
But it must be some kind of weird power play that I just don't understand.
Mm.
Bizarre. So what do you need from us, Raz, at the end of the day?
Oh, like $30 a carriage.
I know. If you're getting some plastic $2 golf clubs.
Yeah, but you're probably going to need that a day.
Yeah,
you're going to lose all your equipment every day.
Yeah, true.
Say $10 a carriage, 10 times 12 is dead. Do all my math.
10 times 12. You can't do 10 times 12.
120.
120.
So that plus times 365.
120 times 365. That's what you want.
Give me that. I actually have a calculator.
Right. Yeah. 120 times 365.
I'm just not even going to try. Yeah. I'm just not going to attempt that. That's not for me.
I want $43,000.
Right. Well, you got it, baby.
You got it. I might not give it to you.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm not gonna. I just don't like the idea.
Yes,
What?
Well, I can't believe that.
Yeah, I'll give him the whole lot. I'll give him the whole 43.
I don't think it's an idea anyone will use, and I don't think it'll make people want to get on the train more. I think everyone will just be like, "That's weird. Metro's doing that." Darts.
Yeah. But what if you had a carriage to yourself?
Yeah.
And you were with a couple of friends.
Yeah,
it was like 10 a.m. A little bit drunk.
That's such a specific situation. Yeah.
But then you could just go to the $2 shop before you get on the train and do it yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I could just actually go
but
to
this
mini-golf.
Is sanctioned. The guards will just, when you do a good shot, they'll give you the thumbs up. Rather than come and say, "Hey, boys, you can't do that on the train."
The only way I'd do it right is if I could get out of a ticket by beating the ticketers. If they were like, "Jackson, you don't have a ticket." And I'm like, "What if I verse you in a game of darts? And if I win, I don't have to pay the ticket. And if you win, I'll pay double." Then I'm in.
Yeah, well, that's not bad.
But I don't think that's...
How many times do you reckon they pocket the on-hand cash?
Oh, all the time. They can't do it anymore.
What do you
for
mean?
That reason.
Really? So you could buy a ticket then and there.
Well, it used to be that they'd be like... okay, so it used to be that if you got caught, you had to pay like $250, or you could pay $70 or $80 up front, and you didn't have to pay the $250.
You just gave them the cash.
Yeah, oh, really? Then and then?
No, but actually, that you had to do it on card. You never gave them cash.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay.
But there was also a problem with it where people were like, "That's actually dodgy as shit," because obviously a lot of people can contest it.
Yeah,
if it's like not a reasonable. Like reason that you got a ticket. So like if you get a ticket on a metro train, you can really easily contest it in court and be like, "This happened, the machine was broken," like that happens to a lot of people. But most people are gonna be like, "Well, I'll pay the $70 now." And ticket inspectors were being really like, "You better pay the $70 now, because you're not getting out of this ticket. Pay the $70 now," which obviously filled their coffers up, but like it was fucking over the people. So they don't do it anymore. They're not allowed.
That's
good. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm not investing. But look, you got dad, so that's enough.
Yeah, fair enough, Jack. Thanks, Dad.
You got no time.
Why'd you give me the hands?
Oh, because I know you sometimes don't invest out of spite, or you just
But I'm not this time.
You are.
Well.
All right. I do love you, sweetie.
Boo-ho.
Billions and billions. It's just a shit idea.
It's not about love. It's about how good the idea is. And this is a winner.
No, it's not.
It's really. Because, I don't like all noise.
Yeah, I know.
Because
you're not just fun. Nice, just quiet. We're up for a bit of fun, me and Rods.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
It's true.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.